You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It is so cool to have you here in the Hypnosis neighborhood. I am Michael White, your Hypnosis tour guide, and you guys are with me for a podcast entitled Drifting, Floating, Flying, and Gliding. I almost said gagging. Drifting, Floating, Flying, and Gliding, or DFGA for short. We're going to be accessing your super powerful imagination nodes to help you train your mind so that when you're hearing a hypnotist in your town, or wherever you go on vacation, or the state prison you're currently incarcerated in tells you to drift, or float, or glide, or fly, or any of these other wonderful verbs, you will have a head start. You'll have a foot in the door. You'll have previous experience that will allow you to utilize your resources in a more effective manner. So, what I'm going to have you do first is take a deep breath in through your nose. And let it out. That's right. Really fill in those nostrils. Really shake out those boogers way up in there in your sinuses. And take another deep breath in. Good. And let it out. Really allowing your body to relax and unwind, especially around the shoulders and your neck. Because I've found most people, including myself, but it's lessening to a degree more and more each day, feel like they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders and their neck. So let's really focus on unwinding those shoulders and unraveling that neck, getting that skull, that 8-pound bowling ball, moved squarely on top of the spine as you take another deep breath in through your nose. And let it out. Now I'm really going to test you. So take another deep breath in through your nose. And this time as you let it out, go like this. If you think that's stupid, you need to practice more. Here we go. Really loosening up the jaw and the jowls. I want those jowls underneath to be clapping. Flap, 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 clap, clap, clap. That's right. Just like an old hound dog. As you take one more deep breath in through your nose and let it out. Great. So now what I want you to do is in your mind's eye, that's a fun term, picture that you now can see a giant expanse of ice, flat ice. Off in the distance, there's a mighty mountain range, and you can see a shoreline, but right now you're out in the middle of this ice lake, almost like an ice sea, all right? And there's no concerns or worry. The ice is 17 feet thick, so there's no way you could crack through and drown or, you know, fall into an ice fishing hole or anything like that, because you're lying on your back and you're completely warm. You're in your Arctic onesie, and you can see there in front of you, through your eyes, the tops of your moon boots. Now, if you're the kind of person who cannot visualize, you'll just have to feel these sensations as fully and committedly as possible while you lie or sit there in the dark. Just like I had this in the dark when I was a kid. I messed with the teacher's film strip projector and I got in trouble. And oddly, my punishment was I had to sit in the room adjacent to all the kids getting to watch the film strip about eager beavers or whatever, and I sat in the dark. So I could hear the warbling sound of the film strip through the wall, though, so I did get a little bit of enjoyment. Anyway, so go ahead and just relax. You're lying on your back, seeing the tips of your toes, or if you want to, you can see yourself lying there if you're more of a narcissist. Just kidding. Whatever position you choose to take, go ahead and just look at yourself there or look at your toes and feel yourself now beginning to accelerate. There really is no friction on this ice. You can feel the sensation. There's a little bit of a jutting sensation now as you're gliding across the ice, moving, and you start to really pick up speed, and you start seeing things whisk by. You see those people in those those sailing apparatus that has the three wheels and they go really fast across the ice, or they have, it's like a boat or like on skis, and it's, they have a sail and they're like picked up the wind and they're just ripping along. You pass them, passes some polar bears and some penguins marching in a straight line going in one direction or coming toward you, whatever you see in your mind. That's right. Just really feel yourself gliding now. Great. And in a moment, I'm going to count to three and snap my fingers and you're going to come full stop. One, two, three, full stop. Now you may have felt like you put on the brakes, or you may have felt like, oh, inertia, it's too fast. I can't believe it. I'm going to slam into my feet. Like your whole body accordions because it's, you know, physics. Or you might just have come to a full stop in your mind. Whatever works is great. And you're beginning now to understand that in your mind, a lot more things are possible than what are possible in the real world. One of those things that is possible in your mind that is impossible in the real world is for you to think you're not good enough, you're not important, you're not worthy, you're ugly, you're stupid. In your mind, those things can be possible, but out there in the real world, they're not possible. Why? Because out in the real world, we can only experience events, and events have no inherent meaning. What I mean by that is that an event has a lot of different meanings to a lot of different people. You know, for instance, I got in a car accident, and the person whose car was hardly damaged versus mine was just completely totaled. We experienced the same event. I cried a lot. That person kind of shrugged. So two different meanings, same event. You might say, well, it's all about your perspective. And I'm saying exactly. And so whether you came to a full stop, you accordioned into your moon boots, or you just, you know, kind of drifted, kind of slowly braked into it, whatever you choose is your choice and it's wonderful. You're doing excellently. I won't say perfectly because there's always room to do something different. You're doing wonderfully. I like that. All right, so now I want you to lift 8 inches up off the ice and just float there for a moment. Now you can watch yourself floating, or you can feel the sensations, and I want you to go back and forth, observing where you're not feeling yourself floating, and then floating in your body, and find out what you like more. There you go. Awesome. In a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers, and you're going to go shooting up into the air. And you can flap your arms in your mind, or you can flap your arms there at work if you want, you know, in your cubicle. Or you can stand up and scream and say, look, look at me, I'm flying. Or you can say something like, well, I just flew in from Chicago last night, and boy, are my jokes tired. Here we go. One, two, three. It's flying in the air now. You can do loops-de-loops, spin-arounds, backwards drops, barrel rolls. There you go. Wonderful. And I'm going to snap my finger again. Come back down to that 8-inch spot. Floating just above the ice. Hovering above the ice. Wah. And then gently drift down. Now you're back on the ice. I want you now to start drifting like a race car. Start picking up speed, and when you're ready, pull on that emergency brake, the one there right by your belly button, and then you start drifting, just like in the movies. That's right, spinning around, spinning the other way, accelerating. Oh, look, I've become a sports car with all sort of stickers all over me, Castrol oil or whatever. That's right, keep drifting now in your mind. Now, that might not be what the hypnotist means, but you really can't know what the hypnotist means. Who cares anyway? This is your mind. This is your playground. And stop. Good. Pull on that brake again. Accelerate down. Reach down by your hip and turn off the ignition key. Take another deep breath in. Let it out. I'm going to count to five. When I do, you're going to come back to the conscious realm just a little bit more, waking up just a little bit more. One, two, three, four, five. Wide awake. Great job. Great effort. Great commitment. Utilize these skills, practice them to help you get everything you can out of hypnosis sessions. And furthermore, to help you drift off to sleep instantly